I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the thrills and spills of the sport in which a 13-year-old can be the best in the world until his foot explodes. But first, it's time to talk about a more lyrical and pastoral game with our baseball guy, ESPN's Tim Kirkjian. Hi, Tim.
How are you, Bill?
Very well, thank you. On Tuesday night, the Braves beat the Pirates in a 19-inning game that ended when umpire Jerry Meals called Atlanta's Julio Lugo safe on a play at the plate. Everybody else in the building thought Lugo was out, and the next day, Mr. Meals acknowledged that they were right. Do you draw any conclusions about the place of video technology and replay in baseball from that game?
I really don't think so, Bill. That was a big call in a big game, and if that call had come in a postseason game or affected an entire postseason series, I think that would be the impetus to get expanded replay. But again, it's not that simple. I mean, it's not as simple as, hey, we could fix everything just by doing this. You're messing with the fabric of the game. Now, if someone can explain to me a quick, concise, foolproof way to do this, and then you have to explain all the ramifications that if you make a call and then it's overturned, and then you have to tell us where the runners are being placed. There are some thorny issues that people are not examining. I'm behind replay now because umpires themselves have told me we don't want to be wrong, and everyone in the building has a replay that we don't have. And if we can make a quick, concise way to do it, I'm for it. But explain it to me first.
This week, Irvin Santana of the Angels became the third guy to throw a no-hitter this season. Would you agree that the most curious thing about that particular no-hitter was that until the top of the fifth inning, the guy who threw it looked as if he might lose the game?
Yes, and the other curious thing, Bill, was the line score from that game for the Cleveland Indians. One run, zero hits, five errors. I checked, because this is what I do. There's never been a game in baseball history, and we're talking 195,000 games or so, in which we've seen that line score. Team scored a run, didn't get a hit, made five errors. It was ridiculous. And yes, I thought for a while there Santana was going to lose that game. Thankfully, I guess he won, but that's the first time since 1993 with Daryl Kyle that a pitcher pitched a no-hitter and allowed a run.
Tim, do you have a stable of interns that figure all these things out for you and look them up, or is it all just on a series of computers there at ESPN?
Bill, it's just me having nothing else to do with my life. I have no hobbies. I have no interest whatsoever. I love my children and my family. Otherwise, I don't have anything else to do. So I tend to look things up, and yes, we of course get a lot of help on these things, but somebody's got to ask the question first. Mm-hmm. And I asked, has anyone ever gone 105 in a no-hitter? And the answer is no, they haven't.
On Wednesday night, the Seattle Mariners beat the Yankees following 17 consecutive Seattle losses. Were you more surprised that the Mariners lost 17 games in a row or that they beat the Yankees?
I was surprised by the whole thing because the Mariners surprised me every single day. The day before, Bill, they became the second team in Major League history to get one hit in a game and strike out 18 times. Second time in the history of baseball. It's unbelievable. And then they go out and get 17 hits against the Yankees and win. But the most amazing thing about this losing streak is it began when the Mariners were 43-43, which suggest they were a decent team, and then they went on to lose 17 games in a row. That might be the worst hitting team I think I've ever seen.
The San Francisco Giants acquired Carlos Beltran from the Mets this week. Does this suggest to you that the Mets have pretty much written off the season?
Yes, and they should write off the season because they're simply not good enough to catch the Braves or the Phillies in that division. Having said that, they have had a very successful year so far. To be above 500 at this point is, in a word, surprising, if not shocking. And the way they've played under their new manager, Terry Collins, has been really interesting to watch. They've really played well. But they didn't have a choice with Francisco Rodriguez, who had an option coming up. They had to move him. And Carlos Beltran wasn't coming back next year anyway. They had to move him. The key now is, of course, keeping David Wright around and re-signing Jose Reyes, their spectacular shortstop. That's where all this money that they're saving on Beltran and Frankie Rodriguez, that's going towards signing Jose Reyes long-term. No guarantee that they will, but they have to give it a shot.
All right, Tim, I've been holding off talking about the Red Sox, but it does seem worth mentioning that Boston started off so badly in April that ESPN was saying things like, no team that's ever been this bad at the beginning of the season has ever managed to come back and contend. What happened to turn this team around?
Well, by the way, ESPN used the panic meter with me several times with the Red Sox after six games of a 162-game season. What is the panic meter on the Red Sox? I almost resigned that day. It was so ridiculous. But the reason that they've turned it around for several reasons. First off, their pitching's been way better than it was last year, led by Josh Beckett, who got hammered last year and has been an all-star this year. But most important, they have had a healthy offense. Jacoby Ellsbury, who missed basically all last year, is now an MVP candidate with the season he's had. They traded for Adrian Gonzalez. He's still hitting around 350. They're going to the playoffs, and the panic meter that I set on a 1, I probably should have set it on a 0.
Okay, you've had a little more than half a season to gather impressions. Which teams thrive from here until late September, and which one wins the World Series?
Well, I think the Red Sox and Yankees make the playoffs from the East. I think the Tigers win the Central. I think the Rangers win the West. And I think the Red Sox win the pennant in the American League. I think the Phillies and Braves make it from the National League East. I think the Cardinals somehow are going to win the Central, and I think the Giants will win the West. I think the Phillies are going to beat the Giants for the National League pennant. They're going to play the Red Sox in the World Series, and I think the Red Sox are going to beat the Phillies. And that's exactly how I picked it at the beginning of the year, and if I'm right about all this, it will be a miracle.
And will this mean that ESPN will, in fact, shut down the panic meter forever?
I would hope so. Otherwise, they're going to just shut me down because I'm not doing any more panic meters six games into the season.
Tim Kirkchian covers baseball for ESPN and talks to me about it on some of my best days. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.